Maybe you've heard of the Clabber Girl brand of baking powder. It's been around for over a century, but perhaps you didn't know its connection to one of the largest annual sporting events in this country. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Francis and Herman Hullman began their dry goods business in Terre Haute, Indiana in 1850. They eventually became nationally known for their Clabber Girl baking powder. Grandson, Tony Hullman Jr., helped the family enter another, far different type of business.
Tony Hullman Jr. was a fan of automobile racing, and he had actually seen races at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway prior to the war, World War II.
Gary Morris is president and COO of Clabber Girl. He leads a brand that is over 150 years old. Quite a testament to the Hullman family, who built and maintained the company.
If you think about all of the economic ups and downs that this country has had, Civil War, World War I, and the economic depressions, the foresight that it took to keep the business successful, doing all of the things that are conservative business practices have allowed them to sustain themselves.
Today, the Hullman family business, started by German immigrants in the mid-1800s, has expanded into diverse and successful entities.
The parent company is Hullman & Company, and Hullman & Company owns Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Indy Racing League, and then our manufacturing business, Clabber Girl Corporation.
Over the years, Clabber Girl has continued to grow, bought other companies, and expanded its reach literally around the world.
Today, we still produce the Clabber Girl baking powder here, and then we make a lot of other ingredients for other food manufacturers, custom leaveners. We do microencapsulation, food ingredients that we also sell into the animal ingredient side of the business.
A popular museum and cafe are open to visitors here, where you can learn more about a baking powder that made a name for itself in homes seemingly everywhere. Traveling the countryside in Terre Haute, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.